John Wesley Hardin was born in Texas in 1853. He was the son of a Methodist minister who named him after the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley. A square-jawed young man of slight built, Wes first showed his penchant for violence at the age of 14 when he stabbed a classmate for teasing him. Spurred by the hatred for the freed blacks, a year later he killed a black man. Three troopers were sent after him. They were dispatched by Wes. While on the run, Wes got crossways with a gambler. With two bullets in him, the gambler pleaded for mercy. Wes responded with four more shots. During the next year and a half, Wes killed four police officers, an Indian, and six Mexicans. Arriving in Abilene, Kansas, when Wild Bill Hickok was marshal, Wes and Wild Bill became friendly. Each knowing the other's skill with a gun and inclination to kill, they probably agreed with the saying, "Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer." Things went well until one night when Wes Hardin was awakened by a man snoring in the next room. Wes picked up his pistol and fired two shots into the wall. After the second shot, the man never snored again. Realizing Wild Bill would come after him, Wes exited through the window in his nightshirt, never to return to Abilene. Wes was able to stay out of the hands of the law until the night of his 21st birthday, when he killed Deputy Charles Webb. Since there was some question about it being self-defense, Wes received a 25-year sentence instead of being hanged. While in jail, Wes studied law. After 15 years, the governor pardoned him. In 1894, Wes became a fully qualified lawyer and hung out his shingle in El Paso, Texas. He was hired by an attractive woman named Mrs. Martin McRose to defend her husband, a criminal in hiding. While Mrs. McRose and Wes were spending a lot of time together developing her husband's defense strategy, things started developing between the two of them. Unfortunately for Martin McRose, he was shot before he could turn himself in, but by then, neither his wife nor Wes seemed to care. One time when Wes Hardin was out of town, his new roommate, the former Mrs. Martin McRose, got drunk and was arrested and fined by policeman John Selman Jr. When Wes returned, he was furious that anyone would trifle with his woman. Wes encountered John Selman Sr. on an El Paso street. Wes told John Sr. that his son was an SOB. Now, although John Sr. was about 60 years of age, some 20 years older than Wes, as a lawman, John Sr. had dispatched about 20 men himself. John Sr. didn't immediately react to Wes's remarks about his son, but he spent the afternoon and evening thinking about what Wes had said, and the more he thought, the madder he got. In the meantime, Wes Hardin was visiting the Acme Saloon drinking. A little after 11 o'clock in the evening, the doors of the Acme Saloon swung open. John Sr. was standing there with gun in his hand. Quite possibly, Wes saw John in the bar mirror because witnesses say he started to turn, drawing his gun. But obviously, John's first bullet moved faster than Wes because it entered the back of his head. John Sr. then walked up to Wes and shot him twice more for insurance. John Sr. then surrendered to his son. He was tried and found innocent. A thank you from the local citizens for getting rid of a nuisance.